Yeah.
So first, I want to know. So Sakirian, do you have anything? What are you doing on the planet?
I don't think. Yeah, he's just like, you know, keeping up to date with his weapons, replenishing munitions, which is menial. We haven't. I bought a ton before that, so he's just doing basic stuff, cleaning up his room. Every time he goes out, he's getting a little bit more dark and grim, though.
Okay, I think that you see one day that you're like out for a walk or something, because you're just getting like cooped up in your hotel room. Mm-hmm. You go for a walk and you walk into like a square, and there's a bunch of people, like a crowd of people, yelling and like throwing garbage at this guy standing up on a platform who's trying to like give a speech or something, and so he's like shouting at them, and they're throwing shit at him, and he's wearing like long. Like, they were probably red, like, you know, before all this started, but now they're, like, brown and black with, like, garbage. Like, robes, and he's got his head shaved. And
what I recognize him as a purity person?
Yeah, he's one of the Purity Initiative, like, okay, acolytes. And he's, like, shouting at them, and they're, like, yelling and booing him and throwing shit. So you see that, and you kind of pass through that scene.
I pass through it because, like, he's Sakirian's aware of the degradation of the planet. He's not looking to pick a fight, so this kind of stuff, like, he knows it'll piss him off, but he's not looking to get into trouble. He's trying to be professional, so he just gets through it.
Okay. So I think you continue walking through the streets, and someone comes up to you like as you walk by like a restaurant or something, and they like try to give you a flyer, and they're like, in like kind of broken English, they're like, "Big men win money, fights," and like tries to like shove a pamphlet at you.
I look at it.
Okay, it's written on one side. It's written in like in Chinese characters, and on the other side in English, it says like slave pit fights. Enter your slave, win money, and like it's got a picture of like two like half naked dudes like fighting, and one stabbing the other one with a knife. And it's got, like, a time and an address.
Do I see, like, a ownership of the company or anything like that?
No, it's just, like, a weird, just, like, a flyer with, like, where you can go to watch or join in these things.
I'm just, this whole plan disgusts me. So I go back to the guy, I hand it to him, and I say, "This is filth."
He shakes his head, he's like, no, you win money, big man, tough. And, like, tries to, like, give it to you again. Come, fight.
Oh.
I take it and I just crumple it up and drop it in front of him and walk away.
Okay, cool. He said something about you being a Guilo to your back.
Dude.
Okay.
Scary.
Alright, so in the meantime, Higgs, you are taken on a whirlwind tour of like the finest restaurants that Vincent Pollard can take you to. You go out for dinner and he gets you like super expensive steak and you like drink scotch, and basically like he's just using this as an opportunity to show someone from off world how like fancy and impressive he is.
Sure.
So he's just like, "Look, I'll take you out. Look, I don't even give a fuck. Like, this bottle of scotch is like 7,000 credits. I don't even give a shit. Here you go. Let's drink too." And he excuses himself like on the regular to like powder his nose or make a phone call, and he always comes back like his lips a little bluer than before and a little like spacey. But he's very dedicated to the party, and you know, it's like restaurant, bar, strip club, brothel, like all night, no stopping, one place to the other.
Higgs keeps up except for the blue fever.
Okay, all right. Let's make some physical effect saves to see how this goes. All right, so he's gonna need a 10 or better for his physical effect save. See how he does.
Oh my god.
Boom! He is in perfect shape all night. Won't even be hungover tomorrow. Like, yeah, he's
damn.
He manages to like stay on target and just like, yeah.
How he does this shit every day.
This is a physical effect save?
Yeah, physical effect save.
I'm just seeing what level I am and stuff. So this is a 16 or higher, or I will suffer penalties.
Oh!
Boom! Are you shitting me? Are you fucking...
Perfect!
Only fucking Higgs could make that fucking roll.
It's perfect.
Oh, God.
No!
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking good.
It's like,
so yeah, like you, the two of you are like up on like in like some penthouse apartment as like the sun comes up, and there's like a bunch of other people here that you like, you don't even know any of their names, and they're all just like passed out on the floor, and you and Pollard are having like a really intense like heart to heart between like shots of bourbon about like some asinine topic. Like the conversation probably started 6 hours ago, and like you're just like, yeah, really like into it, and the sun is coming up, and at one point he's like, his watch starts to beep, and he looks at it and he's like, well, Mr. Higgins, I need to go have a shower. He like looks around, he's like, and then I have to be at work in 20 minutes. I don't know where you have to be, but we are going to make ourselves a shit ton of money, my friend.
All right, I'll be by later to sign the documents.
He puts his hand out, and he says, well, there is just one thing. We're going to need release forms from your crew.
Okay.
Just a signature, standard stuff. Do you have your data pad? And he like sends you the contract. He's like, get them all to sign that, and then I'm going to make you a rich man. Okay, I'm going to make myself a rich man too.
Let's do it.
Well, he gets up and he like stretches. He's like, ugh. Good night, Mr. Higgins. He like looks around. He's like, I don't know who any of these people are, but puts his hands up. He's like, you're welcome to stay with them if you like. You're on your own. We'll see you tomorrow. And just like walks out.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
I think I spend like the. It's morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's like dawn.
I guess I spend the morning kind of just lounging about, and then I make it back to my. Make it back to the ship.
Okay. Cool.
How many, like, everyone else's thing took place over the, like, how many days was I gone? I was just gone 24 hours, right?
Yeah, it was just one night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like 12 hours, like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I just go back to the ship with my stupid suit on.
Okay. All right, cool. So you actually, I think you're all staying in a hotel because you can't stay in the ship while it's being like retrofitted because there's like exposed core stuff going on. Are you all staying in the same hotel or did you find like different places to stay? Or?
I would think I set up the crew in the same hotel, or at least that's what I offered.
Or yeah.
I told them where to go was the same hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's the equivalent of like the airport Hilton that's like attached to the spaceport.
Yeah.
Spaceport Hilton. Okay. Cool. Okay. Yeah. So you head back to the hotel and, you know, the like guy at the desk kind of gives you a like, well, welcome back as you walk in at dawn.
Yeah. I tip my hat to him. Just go back up to the room.
Okay.
I would probably say I just sleep all day.
Sure. Like you got a 20, so you could just go back to the room, like crack a beer, have a shower and be back in business.
Yeah, but I don't think there, unless I get not bothered by, unless someone else wants to interact with me, then I don't do anything.
Okay.
Mr. Higgins!
Le Breakfast Continental!
Did you get my email? Yeah. I sent it a while ago.
I brought you le croissant.
Your thought on the uplifted animals? They are really terrible, yes? Let's talk about it.
I forwarded you several articles. I wanted to go over them with you.
Did you see the cute animal gifs I sent you?
When are you talking to me, Prosper? Like, what? Do you meet me in the hall, or are you just yelling me at the room, or what?
Like, I'm kind of doing that for comic value, but I think maybe now that you're actually asking me when I'm
I thought it was happening.
I think when you walk in, I do say, Monsieur Higgins. Oh, Monsieur Higgins.
Yes, Prosper. What can I help you with? Good morning. It's a pretty morning.
Yes. Are you? You appear sober. That's very strange for you, isn't it?
Prosper, I'm always sober. That's my gift.
I was about to say. You're the Hulk of the party, only without anger and with booze and stuff.
Yes.
My secret, I'm always drunk.
Congratulations on your sobriety. That's very impressive, Mr. Higgins. Well done.
Thank you, Prosper. What have you and the crew been up to?
Well, I've been looking. I just like flip around my tablet and I say, I received an email. It's from Cabral.
And well, it that just doesn't says, sound very home. Good.
No, I've been asking Piani for her help. She's been most useful to me in this She was unable to determine who has sent the email, but it's come from very high up in the Cabralese government. There's just one problem. Are you aware that when we increased Pi's capabilities, Piani and I edited the source software that the Cabralese injected into Pi?
Yeah, no, that's great. Prosper, you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Prosper, I open the door back, and I'd be like, why would you fuck with the computer? Why would you do that? That's a stupid thing to do.
Well, Monsieur Higgins, we had good reasons at the time. The code was going to modify L'Enfant's operational capabilities, and we didn't necessarily want that, so we thought it best not to allow the modification.
I thought these were your people, man. You don't go about honoring people. Like, I'm honoring my people. Look at this fucking getup I got. This is what you do for your people. You don't do what you did.
The denim there is really quite top notch.
Yeah, it's 15,000 worth, motherfucker.
That is a lot of denim. No, there
the
are
cow
multiples.
Was literally still alive when they cut this shit.
Listen, Monsieur Higgins, you do not care about the internal structure of the Cabralese government. What you should care about is the fact that I may or may not be a desperately wanted man by Cabral.
What? Okay, that sounds great. Again, you're telling me the best things right now, but why do I care about that?
I need your help.
What, we got to smuggle you out away from the Cabralians? Is that what you call them?
No.
Cabralians.
I don't. Cabralians. Hang on. No. Monsieur Higgins, I don't actually know if I'm a wanted man or not. If you have any contacts within Cabral, I'd appreciate some extra information.
Can I make a culture world or culture criminal to see if I do?
Yeah, I mean, you do culture criminal to see if you know anybody in Cabral.
Okay. Nope.
Oh, not at all.
You know, like a lot of people. So ASA was partly founded by Cabralese like expats, but this was like, you know, hundreds of years ago. So there are people you know whose like great great grandfather or whatever is from Cabral, but they're all ASINs, bred and true. So
I don't know anyone, Prosper. I don't know. Look, I'm working on something, and if it works out, we're never gonna have to do anything ever again, and it'll be fantastic. It'll be great.
Very well. Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
I'll keep you updated, and if they come to take you away, I mean, we'll do. That's gonna suck. I just shut the door.
That goes up. Close the door.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right.
I go back to my room and I like sit there staring nervously at like my computer, waiting for it to like refresh. Like I'm just like refreshing my email over and over.
Okay. Pi like sends you a message. Like an audio, like they get, yeah, they try, Pi tries to make a, like an audio connection from the ship.
Yeah, you know, I thumb on the, you know, I accept the Skype call.
Sure. Pi says, progress on the ship is coming along nicely. They should be done on time. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Oh, I'm, you know, a little nervous.
About the message.
Yes, and going home is always hard.
I wouldn't know. But I understand what it means to feel uncomfortable or nervous. Don't be. I'm sure Le Fantôme has a plan for you.
Yes, well, Le Fantôme's plan is one I trust in implicitly. L'Enfant, I've been comparing these documents from the Order of the Annunciation, documents considering doctrine and philosophy. There are discrepancies. I'm looking for where La Fantôme's message ends and and where the Cabralese message begins. It's not easy to sort out.
Don't worry, Prosper. We'll go home, and we'll both talk to her together. I won't let anyone hurt you. I promise.
All right. And that's it.
All right. Piani, you want to go back to the robot shop?
Yes, I would. And also, however, meet James.
Okay. Cool. So we can probably do those both pretty quick. So the shop, Engineer Song, has like parts for you. Almost the whole thing. It's going to cost you another 20,000 credits.
Okay.
The chassis, most of the actuators, stuff like that. But when you're in his junk shop, he's looking at your diagram or whatever, and he says he's tapping the head, and he's like, "Brain matrix. I don't have that. No one here will. Only one place in this sector you can get it."
"And where is that?"
"Says the French, Cabral." And he kind of like squints at you, and he's like, "Why are you building this?"
"Let's just say it's a hobby, if you will."
He's like, "I'm smarter than you think. I know. Chassis for AI."
"I mean, you're right. I got nothing to hide from you, to be honest. I wanna put him in a body."
He nods. "But brakes, right? Has brakes? Safe AI?"
Of course.
And he squints at you and he says,
"Why are you looking at me like that, old man?"
"Anyone ask, that's what I say. This for brake AI. Experiment. I won't tell. You want these parts?"
"I do."
"Okay."
"And we paid 50,000, right? We all paid 50,000?
Yes.
So minus 20,000. Bam. Ooh. I'm getting poor.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, he brings out he brings up his inventory and says, "You want delivery?"
"I can't carry him."
"No, it's probably too heavy for you."
"Yeah, then I do. I do."
"Okay. All right. You need engineer, assemble. You build here. Take off world."
"He can put my parts together?"
"Maybe, for a cost, sure."
"How much would it cost to say, maybe I bring you the parts that I have, and you deliver me a robot?"
"Do you have business? Do you have the business skill?"
"I don't. I have not zero."
"Okay, just make a charisma check then."
"Okay."
"So he says..." You wanna psychically re-engineer that?
"Yes, I do."
"Okay."
I will. What? Go ahead. Or are you? I'm good. Thanks, buddy. You're the best for coming in and offering me pop rocks in the middle of the show." All right. I'm gonna do it again.
Oh.
Fuck you.
There's no universe where this goes well for you.
Apparently. Yeah.
There's no universe where two players can roll 220s in a row. It just
that's just not
possible. Except for the one where they do a bunch of drugs and
yeah, the
one that doesn't important. Really matter.
Now remember, kids.
Oh, it matters.
Well, it matters, but
yeah, you don't want him to think that you can't party.
It's true.
Partying is very important in this guy's lifestyle. It's true. So he taps the paper and says, "This is complicated. I have business to run. Take me 2 weeks. I think." "Another 20.
"How much longer are we on the planet for?"
"Two and a bit weeks."
"What?
Two and a bit." "Like."
"Okay. Then I'll do. I
and a half, maybe almost
300 weeks.
I agree.
2 million years.
I agree then. I agree to it.
All right. So you're going to pay him 40K?
Yes.
All right. So at the end of the 3 weeks, Engineer Song will have built you chassis that can contain and operate a body for Pi, but you still need the like data matrix to contain Pi's.
So you told me I needed like one of, or you need, I need like three of three in assembly. So does that mean that I just need the chassis? That's all that's left.
You just need the brain. It's like the last thing.
Okay.
You've got the assembly. You've got all the basic parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're 2 weeks away from Keanu literally having sex with Pi. It's going to be actually incredible.
That's fucked up, dude.
Why? Fucked up about that, man. Shit.
I mean, do we need to go back to explaining the like this whole thing? Like, if anything, Pi is Keanu's kid, so.
Kind of, but Pi is everything and nothing.
It's the only aspect of experience that
it's all
Pi
personal.
Doesn't.
Okay, I didn't make jokes about you and your octopus, all right?
You could.
Whoa.
I speak Japanese, man. It's all there.
He has eight arms.
So, yeah,
I gave him my blade, you know? It was all there.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's done. I think maybe, like, you as a group, maybe you meet up for, I don't know, like, dinner or something to, like, catch up on how things are going with the ship and get, like, status reports and stuff, like, Wu and the rest of you. So maybe you're at a restaurant, you're, like, at a dim sum place, and you're all sitting around eating and talking about the ship. Connor is like going on about how like, yeah, he's so excited to get the new drive in and how it's like literally the nicest part of the whole ship now, but no one would know it if you were looking at it from the outside. What is everybody, does like Higgs, do you want to tell these guys about your plan now, or are you going to keep that on the DL?
What would I have to do to forge everyone's signature?
Have you seen everyone's signature before?
I mean, they must have signed something for me to be on the ship.
Yeah, maybe you could like pull up a record from the computer or something.
What would that, would it be four roles or what? What would you base it on?
I would say it would be like one slightly more difficult than otherwise like computer role to like hack fake documentation.
Oh, it's all computer roles?
This would be a computer, yeah.
Okay, no, I don't bring anything. I will have a private conversation with Peony.
Okay. All right. So, at some point, maybe the two of you are, like, at the buffet or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just, hey, Peony, how's it going?
Is he still in his suit?
Yes. I have not taken it off.
Nice suit.
Thank you. I like it. It's good. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, the usual trouble, hacking, computers. Prosper's got this fucking email that he can't decipher. He's got me doing that, you know.
Yeah, he told me. He told me about it. He might die or something, right? Is that? That's what I heard.
He has space cancer.
Yeah, he's worried about, you know, the other people he works for. Well, he's worried about them.
Does he have reason to worry? I mean, between me and you, like, is he screwed?
I don't know. I don't know if the implications of what he did is actually a bad thing. I mean, I think what we did was right, but according to the order, doesn't mean that it was.
Well, I mean, if he pissed his people off, that's not our business, is it?
It is when he's on the ship.
You might be right. Well, hey, how about we do some more hacking later tonight? I'm not okay, Peony. Look, don't get any ideas with what I just said. What I'm saying is, how about you hack some? I need some documents forged, okay?
First a fucking octopus.
Right. Okay, but the octopus didn't get.
You got now?
Well, I got some documents that we need all the crew to sign, and when you all sign them, we're gonna be rich.
For what?
Well, I've been working on something, and I'll show it to you tonight, and then you can help me with the doc. In fact, how about this? I'll show it to you, and then we might not even have to forge the documents. If you think the crew will go with it, then we'll go with it. And I'll see you tonight. Also, make sure to get those the freighters over there, because they're pretty good. Have a good day. I'm gonna, like, walk off.
All right.
So back at the table, Mr. Sakarian and Prosper, you're sitting with Connor, and Connor is like stuffing deep fried squid into his mouth, and he looks up at you, Mr. Sakarian, and he's like holding a piece with his like chopsticks, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, friend of yours," and like keeps eating.
Sakarian, like, very politely and you know, very professionally eating his food, kind of laughs and says, "No, that one's not a friend. If it was, I would imagine I would ram my sword so far down your throat, you'd be shitting the other end of the blade."
So he looks at you, Prosper, and then looks at Mr. Skane, and he's like, "I think he likes me."
He laughs a little like, bit, and then he like leans over. You can see him lean over, and he just thumbs his sword. <a little bit. laughs>
The table falls laughing. Over. You chop the leg off. The whole table just tilts and hinges.
That would. He's be like, "I'm only kidding. I wouldn't ram it down your throat. I would simply decapitate you."
Connor is at the worst possible table. Like, the two fund members of the group have just gone off to have a conversation, and it's like the guy who hates this planet and the dude who's afraid he's going to get killed when he goes home, and Connor's just like, "Well, this is awkward." You know, guys, like dumplings?
I actually say, "Wu, it is nice to see you feeling a little better recently."
He looks at you and he says, "Some things can't be helped. I heard very bad news about Nika. Apparently yes. She's some kind of terrorist. Who knew? So cute."
"Well, that music was very subversive. That beat." Yes.
"So you like, don't push me, Prosper." She's like lip quiver a little.
Yeah.
He, like, jams some noodles in there.
Yeah. You know, this is only joke.
Cool. All right. So he lets you guys know that, like, yeah, things are coming along. He actually loves it here. Like, Majid, they've got spaceships everywhere, and like you can just pick up used parts for nothing, and like he loves it. But he does mention, and I think maybe this is when everyone's at the table, he says, he's like, "I have a cousin that lives here. He's not doing so good. That drug, blue fever, big problem here. Worse than last time I was home." Shakes his head. "I don't know.
It's bad everywhere."
He nods. "That stuff," and he looks at Higgs, he's like, "Isn't that Midari make that, right?"
He looks at me and says that?
"Yeah."
"Yeah, the Midari make it. What are you, why are you looking, what's up?"
"Nothing, I just think sometimes we work for them. I mean, there are bad people," and he like looks around the table, "and there are bad people. I just think we're talking about, that's all."
"I don't disagree with you, Wu. We've worked with them out of necessity for getting along, but I think as we move forward and continue to acquire, I think we can be more selective with who we are employed by. I don't disagree."
"I think maybe it might be too late. Mustafa Lee, not going to take breakup easy."
"No, I imagine he wouldn't, but they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer."
"Mustafa be easy. I think we just tell him, hey, we don't want to work for you anymore, then move on."
So he chuckles and shakes his head. He's like, "Good joke, Higgs. Yep. Clean break. Nice hug. Maybe he sent us flowers. Think about us on holidays."
"I think he will, Wu. I think he will.
Or maybe he'd get really upset. I'm not sure which one I would prefer."
"I think we can simply explain that it's not him. It's us." "Oh, okay. No, wait. This is an international crime, boss." "Wu, I think you're making a very astute point."
Yeah.
I just, like, look around the table at the silence.
Yeah, I'm rolling my eyes.
Just lots of slow chewing of sweet and sour pork. And he just shakes his head. He says, "Things on this planet are going to hell. This planet first. Maybe Onitsa's next," and he like looks at you.
"Wu, you're quite the little depressed emo kid. What have you been listening to lately? What's going on?"
He says, "I think traveling with you people, I've seen things. Changed my mind about how maybe the sector work."
"Yeah, you mean like that octopus? That shit was hilarious. Why would that bring you down?"
Yeah, talking octopus, really good for sanity.
Hey, I'm doing good. It's, you just got to think of it as another person, man. That's all it is.
Woo, everyone here is perfectly sane.
Yeah, Woo, what's going on with you, Woo? God, you're freaking me out.
Yeah, I think he like stands up and he's like, look, nothing is wrong with me, okay? And like pushes his plate and like gets up and like leaves. He's like, I'm going to go work on the ship. And like just walks out.
All right, tell Nika I said hi.
His celebrity icon, Nika Starlight, has been detained by the Purity Initiative, and I believe she's slated for execution. So I imagine that is wreaking havoc on his prepubescent body, and it's having all kinds of effects on her
body.
Post-pubescent, I suppose.
Barely.
Not quite sure the era of which his body has changed, but he's having a tough time with it.
He needs to suck it up, man. I'm sorry, but that's the ways of space. People die.
No, it's tough. I mean, I remember back the legends 1,000 years ago when they finally actually had Britney Spears executed. It was just a completely chaotic time for a lot of people who grew up in that music.
It was a dark time.
You know, Mr. S, I didn't want to tell you, but this suit was actually with her on one night in those times.
That must be worth a pretty penny, my friend.
Oh, no.
No, that's not canon. That didn't happen. It did not come out of the mouth.
No. Mr. Ossuary or whatever, those guys would be super into it. Earth artifacts, give me that denim suit.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, Wu is like 19, just for anybody who's confused about how old he is. Cool. Okay, so I think that you guys finish your meal. Everybody gets fortune cookies at the end, and then maybe we fade out on that to go to our last break. Everybody like surly, like cracking open their fortune cookies.
There you go.
Cool.
Sounds good. All right, we'll take our final break, and then we'll come back and go into the final 45 minutes of the show. Don't go anywhere. More Roleplay Swan Song coming up right after this. We'll see you then.